Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We were just chatting about Shedeur Sanders.
Hang on.
92.3.
Shedeur.
It was just give the warning.
We were talking about Shedeur Sanders.
I want all of you to see Jeff's face when I do that.
Antics yesterday.
It's so worth it.
And I will say they were antics. You know, I mean, he did something to try and elicit a response and everything else and try and be cute. So that's all well and good. And if you missed it, he was asked some questions in the locker room, and he opened his mouth but didn't speak and kind of, you know, pantomimed what he was going to say. Okay, that's what he thought was a good idea. I don't think it was a good idea. Your team's 1-3. Okay, I would think that the other guys in the locker room wouldn't really be appreciative of some guy making light of a situation or whatever. That said, who knows? I had something like this happen once. Many years ago, the Indians traded for Jesse Orozco or signed Jesse.
That's a name I haven't heard of in a minute.
I forget how Jesse got here.
Maybe he pitched till he was like 45.
Yeah, you know what? I think they signed him in the offseason. And we're in the locker room in the old stadium.
I remember it was an Oriole for years and years. Not important, sorry.
And I went up to Jesse, you know, see if we could chat with him. And I introduced myself and said, hey, can we talk to you for a couple of minutes? He went, my voice is kind of... And I looked at him and I went, okay, I got it, Jesse. Started to walk away and I hear, oh, no, man, come on back. Okay, thanks. But see, that was just me. You know, it wasn't standing in front of, and it was me in 1988, 89, when social media didn't exist.
Right.
When there weren't all the ranting TV shows where all the hype wasn't here. Shedeur knew what he was doing. And he knew what it would cost. And by golly, it did, and it has. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Terry is in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes. What's up, Terry?
How goes it, Terry?
How you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
I just want to talk a little bit about what Shedeur did. I do believe what he did was childish. But I will say this, no matter if he would have spoke or not spoke, every time he opened his mouth, he get tore apart. He expressed confidence in himself last time he opened his mouth, and the media still tore him apart for it.
Not this media.
Not this media, Terry.
Hold on.
The national media, like y'all speak, the national media, as y'all been talking about.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. Rex Ryan said some things that he didn't appreciate about that.
So no matter if he speaks or not, every time he opens his mouth, he gets killed. I don't know what they expect him to do at this point.
All right, Terry, that's a good question.
Good point.
You know, what do you expect him to do? You know what I expect him to do? I expect him to, and you don't have to fall in line. Okay, all guys don't have to be the same. What I do think you have to do is be professional. And, you know, Shedeur is learning to be a professional, just as all the other rookies are. I think you have to be professional. And I also have to think, if you're in that situation, you could be the leader of this football team one day. And I think you have to show some leadership. And some, as stupid as this sounds, some team spirit. You're 1-3. You know, and I'm not going to tell him what he should have said or anything else, but we all know that there are things he could have said that would have gone over okay. and put himself in a very good light.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but he chose to take a different path, which is certainly his prerogative. Quentin is in Cleveland. Hey, Quentin.
All right, Quentin.
How you doing?
We're all right.
All right. Hey, I agree with the last two callers. I feel like every single time this guy Shedeur Sanders opened his mouth, there's something bad said. I mean, this guy cannot be himself because every time he tried to be himself, he get hit across the head. The guy didn't do anything wrong. He didn't open his mouth. He didn't say anything this time. So the national
media... No,
he did open his mouth.
Quentin, he did open his mouth.
He did open his mouth.
He opened his mouth, but he didn't say anything.
You know, in that situation, but see, what does that do, Quentin? It has phone lines. It has phone lines lit up. Quentin, stop. It has phone lines lit up. People screaming. Well, he didn't do it. Yes, he did. He made a mockery of the whole thing. He made a mockery
of him.
He made a mockery out of the decision. He made a mockery out of the media asking him about it. Personally, I don't think the media should be bugging a third string quarterback.
Agreed.
So
I agree with that. So let me ask you one question.
Yeah, go.
What's the problem with him acting or performing the way he performed? This guy's been a solid guy throughout training camp. He has not given anybody any backlashes or anything. This guy needs his opportunity to show that he is the person who we as fans of Cleveland feel like he are.
All right, quit.
We want to see him.
Well, not all fans of Cleveland think he's ready to go. Maybe he is.
I am beyond appreciative, Quentin, of everything that he has done in the community. I am beyond appreciative of all of that stuff. It is awesome how he has stepped in and been great since he has been here. I want the kid to succeed. It is one of those moments.
Why should he carry himself the way you guys want him to carry himself?
No.
What he should carry himself. Joe Montana carry himself the way he did.
All right, Quentin, thanks. What he needs to do is be a professional.
That's it.
What he did yesterday wasn't professional.
Because that doesn't diffuse anything. That doesn't do anything to help any cause that is taking place for Shedeur Sanders, for the Cleveland Browns, or for any of the ranchos and people calling him out for things. That diffuses nothing. If anything, it brings more attention to him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Which... okay, if that's what you want, that's okay too. It's just, and look, folks, he can do anything he wants. Been covering pro sports for a very long time. I've seen starting quarterbacks. I've seen backup quarterbacks. I know how quarterbacks who are the leader of the team are supposed to lead. That wasn't it.
And there are a lot of ways to get the job done and be a leader and be excellent. And there are a lot of different ways. There are bigger personalities. There are smaller personalities. There is everything that comes with it. And there are a lot of ways to get this done. I don't think that helps a coaching staff put you in a better position to succeed or want to give you more opportunity.
I wonder how it plays with his teammates and how it plays overall in the locker room. I don't know. Brandon is in Shaker Heights. Hello, Brandon.
How are you, Brandon?
Welcome.
What's up, friends? How you doing?
Well, thank
you. Doing well.
That's good. I just want to say it's more than one way to skin a cat, okay?
Brandon, if you don't mind, you sound distant. Are you on speakerphone?
I am. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah, if you could take us off real quick. I appreciate it, man.
I got you.
We want to hear what you say.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you. Thank you. Now, what do you want to cover?
No, I was just saying it is more than one way to skin a cat. And with that being said, just because he's not your cookie-cutter type of quarterback, the way to... you want him to lead the team. That's not him. And you also got to remember who his dad is. Like, that Deion Sanders is his father. So you got to expect something like this is going to happen from Shador Sanders. And that's just the way it is. Now, I don't think it did anything to help, nor it didn't hurt the team by any means.
Well, it didn't hurt.
Because
he
opened his mouth and no words came out.
Brandon, I understand what you're saying there. I'm just telling you. I've covered pro sports in this town for a very, very long time. It's not the way a starting quarterback, a professional quarterback, is supposed to lead a team.
I will also add in.
He can do anything he wants. That's just not it. It usually, in my estimation, in my experience, is not the way to get guys in the locker room to follow you and to embrace you as your leader. Now, if he gets on the football field and he lights it up, nobody gives a you know what.
Exactly. Sweet.
So,
let's
great.
Roll.
And I hope when he gets his chance, Dan, that's exactly what he does. I can't tell you how much I would like to see Dylan Gabriel succeed. I can't tell you how much I would like to see Shador Sanders succeed. Right now, Dylan's getting the shot. Shador might get his, and I hope he just knocks it out of the park.
So what this does, though, is I bet you I have not talked to a single media member again. They are across the pond in London.
Daryl Ryder isn't. He was. We'll get Daryl's thoughts on this coming up at 1 o'clock.
Tommy Reese will be asked about this.
You bet he will.
If Joel Bitonio speaks today, he will be asked about this.
Which, and see this.
They may end up asking Jim Schwartz about this. And I bet you Kevin Stefanski gets asked about it on Friday.
This goes back to this. Did everybody like being asked about Deshaun Watson all the time? Did everybody like being asked about LeBron all the time?
Did we like being asked about Johnny Manziel all the time?
Exactly right.
That's what this does.
And that's where this is, without question. Robert is in Cleveland. Hello, Robert.
How are you, Robert?
Hey, how you doing?
Well.
Yeah, I knew another caller. My thing is this. Like the guy said, if he says the thing and doesn't say anything, it's a song came out a long time ago. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's called Seems Like I Gotta Do Wrong for Somebody to Notice Me. And that's what's happening with Shador. And why are you talking to a third-string quarterback anyway?
I couldn't agree with you more, Robert.
Talk to the guys that gave you the 1-3 record. He didn't do it. That's who you should be talking to.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Agreed.
And they did, by the way. And the quarterback who got benched because of it stood there. Now he's an 18-year pro. You know, he gets it.
That's another point I wanted to bring you up. Now, you're saying as far as the leader goes. Look what Flacco did. Is that a leader?
Well, it was when they made him the starting quarterback and everybody embraced him.
But is he still a leader?
He's still a leader, yeah. But, hey, Robert, I never thought Joe Flacco should be the starting quarterback of this team. So
We agree there.
But I'll give Flacco credit for one thing.
What's that?
If you got fired, would you want a bunch of microphones in front of you talking about why you got fired? I mean, that guy walked out there and talked to the media about why he got fired.
He's still getting paid. Though.
Oh, heck yeah. First and 15th, it's still right there.
He's still getting paid.
But he didn't have to do it.
He's still getting paid.
But even if that happened, man, that's the last thing I want to do on this earth. Like, I give Flacco credit for that. I also give him credit for throwing a boatload of interceptions and running an inept offense. But.
Hey, you guys, go Guardians.
Go Guardians, right, go Browns, man.
All right,
appreciate it. See, this is the thing. We're sitting here talking about something really stupid. Okay? It's really stupid. It's stupid what happened. It's stupid we're talking about it. It's stupid that people have jumped all over it. And it's, to me, it's preposterous that a guy who, for now, is the third string quarterback of the team is the guy that people are focusing on, national folks in particular, when it comes to talking about the Cleveland Browns. It's preposterous to me. And again, I wouldn't have done what he did yesterday. I wouldn't have advised him to do what he did yesterday. If it works for him, great. But right now he's waiting his turn. Will his turn happen? Maybe. Will it happen here? Maybe. We'll see. I just truly don't think he did himself any favors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.